Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. With only about 6 months to go before we vote in November, we have a two-man race for the White House. Mitt Romney appears to be the Republican candidate, and it looks like it could be a close race. Of course, 6 months is a long time. Now, here's where I stand. I think Mitt Romney is right on most issues. We do need to cut spending and shrink government. Our debt is growing by $1 trillion every year. Every time our government spends $1, we have to borrow 40 cents of that dollar. Republicans are the party of smaller government, less spending, less regulation, and less taxes. Now, President Obama wants to raise taxes. I think in the end, we will raise more tax money by closing loopholes and simplifying our tax code. And having just filed my taxes, I hope we do that soon. The place where Republicans need to change their policy is on defense. How can we be for cutting spending but say no to cutting the defense budget? We already spend more money on defense than all the rest of the countries in the world put together. We don't want to be the war party. Nation building costs too much money, and we don't have the money. It makes me want to cry when I see our wounded warriors on TV with missing arms and legs. They are our children. Have the injuries and loss of life of our young people been worth it? The countries we are trying to help don't even like us. 60% of our citizens want us to stop fighting wars. The Republican Party's military hawk position is not a winner. And I would add that President Obama can't capitalize on this because he's the one that pushed for the surge in Afghanistan. He should have brought the troops home. But no, he didn't. He sent special forces into Sudan, Uganda, Central African Republic, and the Congo. Of course there are terrorists in these countries, but we can't be fighting all over the world. We can't force every country to democratize. The Constitution says that our military is to provide for the common defense of the United States. That's all. There are a lot of issues that will influence the presidential race. I haven't even talked about immigration. I guess I'll save that for another day. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.